And speaking of artists, I think it's time that we jump into one of my favorite segments on the show, which is our local artist interview. So we're going to welcome Liz to the studio. Liz, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So tell us about the artist that you interviewed this week.
Okay, so I interviewed Harrison Gordon. Technically, Harrison Gordon has a band, but it's named after him. So it was just him in the interview. And ever since like I came to ISU last year, I have always seen his shows. He also is in Chuck's Papas, who we interviewed last year.
Amazing.
So like he's super big in the scene, and it was definitely really interesting to hear like kind of the behind the scenes, because I don't think I've ever really talked to him about like how he makes his music. So it was really interesting to hear.
That's awesome. And then you did it with Sid, of course, but she couldn't be here today. She's out of town. But how was it interviewing with Sid for the first time?
She's great. She asked some great questions, especially at the end. I literally am excited to hear the response again. It was so funny. So yeah, it was really great.
I love that. Well, without further ado, here's the local artist interview of the week with Harrison Gordon. Check it out.
Hello. Welcome to the show. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm Harrison, Harrison Gordon. I'm a musician and a student at Illinois State University studying music production and audio engineering.
Oh, that's really cool. What would you say your biggest like musical inspirations are?
I was a really big Green Day and Blink-182 kid in like middle school. Because I think that's when like all musical obsessions start, and then those never leave you. Those are the middle school music obsessions. You never grow out of them. And then into high school, it was more alternative stuff, like newer alternative stuff. So the Front Bottoms and Jeff Rosenstock and I really like called Pup, stuff like that. So more of that like newer underground-ish kind of rock stuff and emo.
So what inspired you to start writing music?
I started writing music in middle school. I mean, my friends had like a band that we would play in the basement, and I started writing songs for our band that we never even got to playing or anything. But I just kind of like from when I was younger, I wanted to write songs. And so starting in early high school, I started putting out kind of stuff on SoundCloud that I would record in my bedroom, because in after middle school, I didn't have a band anymore. And so I was like, well, I guess I'm the band now. And so I started just putting stuff out kind of whatever on SoundCloud, and it kind of just moved from there, I guess.
So that's when you started using your own name to like put out music and stuff.
Yeah. And it was kind of just an unintentional thing of like, I couldn't think of an artist name. And I didn't know if I was going to start like a band for it. So I just kept it going out of my own name. And now I'm too late to pick anything better. So I'm sort of just stuck with the government name.
I think it works too. So what does your songwriting process look like? And how has it changed from when you first started writing songs?
It's changed a little bit, but not too much. So I kind of pull inspiration from anything that I'm working on. So a lot of times stuff will start on an acoustic guitar, and then I'll kind of go, so I have like a melody I like, and then I start writing lyrics, or I come up with a line. Like, I mean, immediately I'm like, that's a hook. That's the line. And then I build off there.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it just starts from putting a drum loop down on my computer and kind of building something from there. Usually stuff starts on guitar for me, like acoustic guitar, and then writing. I just find that to be the most authentic way to like write songs, is to start with like an acoustic kind of thing and then build on it up from there. And I don't know, I have this weird thing where once I start doing that, like it all comes together in my head really quickly, where I have like, I don't think of a song when I'm writing it as like, here's what it sounds like on the guitar, on the acoustic guitar and with my dumb vocal thing. It's like, oh, I can hear what the lead guitar solo in the bridge sounds like, and I can hear what how the drums are mixed specifically and backup vocals are panned. It's like, I don't know, I have a weird brain like that where it all comes to me, and then I just have to record until I get it close enough to where it, how it sounds in my brain, I guess.
That's really interesting. It's like this domino effect once you have it started.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, I like build from like, I have the finished product in my mind, and then I have to like find it more so than it is like how it builds on its own. It's weird. Hey, I'm Harrison Gordon, and you're listening to my song Kirby Down B on 1033 WZND New Music Monday.
So I noticed that you have an upcoming show. You have an upcoming tour, like little mini tour, right?
Yeah, we have a couple shows coming up in October and November.
Do you want to say any of the other times that you're playing?
Yeah, we don't have anything set up in Normal or Bloomington right now. We're working on something for early November. Trying to get that figured out. But our next show is October 6th in Champaign, Illinois, or I think it's in Urbana, at a place called The Mirror.
Cool. What's your favorite thing about performing live?
I like the adventure of like getting in the car and then traveling and going to the place. And especially when it's someplace like you've never been, you're like, you gotta, there's so much excitement and like, okay, how's it gonna go? How's everything gonna go? I mean, it's stressful, but it's kind of fun because you have this whole adventure like planned out. Playing in front of people is cool too, especially recently. The past few shows we've done regionally have been really cool. But overall, just the adventure of going to play and not sure how everything's going to go. And then when it goes well, you're like, oh, that was really cool. Or sometimes it doesn't go well and you show up and you're like, oh, no. And then you kind of have a story. Because all those times we played at places where we showed up and we were like, oh, no, have been eventful at the very least.
If anything, it's a story. What would you say your favorite memory from like your music making career has been?
We've definitely had some shows that were really cool. Like kind of every show that had been bigger or felt bigger than the last one was cool because it felt like this is now the high point has been cool. I think a moment personally that's not show related is I had one of my favorite artists of all time is the...
Thank you so much to Harrison Gordon for being on New Music Monday as our local artist interview this week. Liz, what are some other final thoughts about your interview with them?
I was really impressed by how well like he was able to answer the questions and keep them going because like sometimes I don't even know what to say. So like he was definitely elaborating on everything, which I really like. And it was really interesting to hear. Like, I love hearing everyone's personal favorite memories of performing or just making music, because I feel like some shows like, oh, I was there and I got to see that. And I was like happy that those are good memories for them. And like, I also kind of wanted to talk about his TikTok fame.
Ooh, okay. We've been talking about TikTok a lot lately. So yeah, tell us about it.
He's like blowing up on TikTok. He has, I think, almost 9,000 followers, which has definitely made his music kind of blow up like on any streaming service. I think he has like 30,000 streams on a couple of songs, which is like crazy. Because one of his TikToks has like 1 million views, which is literally insane.
That's especially awesome.
For like a local band. Mm-hmm. That's awesome that he was able to get that start, which is super cool.
That is awesome. And you've seen him live before, right? You've been to all the shows. How's that experience?
They're always really fun. Mm-hmm. And especially we went to one last year and it was in the garage of someone who works at WZND. And everyone was just dancing, like moshing. I never usually mosh, but for some reason I was like, yeah, I'm inspired. It was so fun. And they played a cover of one of my favorite like Joyce Maynor songs. And I was screaming the lyrics so hard that I could not talk the next day. They're always so much fun.
Oh my gosh, I absolutely love that. That sounds like a blast. Well, thank you again to Harrison Gordon for being on New Music Monday as our local artist interview.